8:49 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. My guest today, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Joey, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Good to see you. Thank you for coming by this morning. Now, as we get underway here on this Christmas Eve, very special time, Don, tell us a little bit about Evergreen Memorial Trust for maybe a listener who's tuning in to hear you for the first time, and what it is you do and what it's all about.
Right. Evergreen Memorial Trust is a cemetery company, locally owned, family owned. We own five properties between Buena Vista, Boone's Mill. We have properties in Evergreen, in Roanoke, and in Vinton. So we're just a cemetery company, and we're serving the community for over 100 years.
Don Wilson is with us with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, if you would, tell us about ritual and ceremony at Evergreen.
Well, I think every organized religion that I know of has a book of ritual with traditions for burial traditions, and we see a lot of religious ceremonies with our burial services. But, with today's client family, a lot of them want something different. So we kind of set ourselves apart by offering, we have a licensed minister on our staff. We can contact ministers of your faith or the church that you used to attend, and we're happy to offer that service to our families. So, we've seen religion change a little bit in the burial industry, but we still have a need for a ceremony and having a burial ceremony that's meaningful to the family.
Sure. Don Wilson is with us with Evergreen Memorial Trust. And speaking of which, Don, I know you had something you wanted to share here on this Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve, and tomorrow being Christmas, I thought I'd read from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 14, the birth of Christ. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinus was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
It is 8:52 at WFIR. Don Wilson has been my guest this morning from Evergreen Memorial Trust. And Don, if listeners would like information on what it is you do, how can they reach you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
They can look us up on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com or call 342-2593.
And this has been Ask the Expert on this Christmas Eve morning, WFIR.